Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here, and in this video, we're going to go over some tips that will help you when it comes to agency pricing. Now, figuring out how much or even how you should charge your clients is one of these things that a lot of people get stuck on when starting an agency, which is a massive problem. Because when you consider how difficult it is to actually rank websites in the first place, you could probably do without this additional drama. Luckily though, figuring out how you should price your services is a lot easier than working out how to get results with SEO. That's because there are only a few basic things you need to worry about. If you take care of these things, you should end up with a solid pricing model that delivers good products, which delivers good profits, all of which means you can relax a bit and concentrate on other things, such as how you're going to take down that competitor. Anyway, this video will cover some of the things I'm talking about here, as well as how you can decide on the best approach for your agency. For instance, in section number one, we're going to cover the kinds of pricing models you can use. And in section number three, we'll also explore how you can improve the overall profitability of your agency. So make sure you stick around until the end, or else you might miss that one tip that will help you create the perfect pricing strategy for your agency. Let's get started. So picking a pricing model, how do you choose what pricing you should use? When picking a pricing model for your agency, you'll find that there are basically four approaches that tend to be quite popular. Now, number one is the productized strategy. Number two is the productized monthly recurring approach. Number three is the retainer model. And number four is the pay on performance method. There isn't really a best approach here, as the tactic you go with generally comes down to personal preference and the kind of services you actually deliver. Either way, let's take a look at each of these strategies to help you figure out how they work, as well as which one might be a good fit for you. So the productized model. Okay, so the first approach we're going to cover here is the productized model. And this is basically when you offer a certain service or deliverable at a set price over and over again. So here's an example of a pricing page based on this approach from a company that does PowerPoint slides for people, right? If you check this out, you can see how they've really drilled down the deliverables they offer, as well as how much these deliverables actually cost. Of course, this example doesn't apply to SEO, but you can still use a similar approach for your firm too. For example, if you have a link building agency, you might price your services so that people can buy backlinks at a set price. You might offer a wide range of backlinks, and you could price backlinks based on the overall quality. For example, DR10 links might cost less money than DR50 links. Then if a client decides to buy one of these backlinks, they won't pay any extra costs outside of the costs on the sales page. This approach works really well because clients basically know exactly what they're going to get for their money. It's basically you focusing on deliverables and delivering them every time a client pays. Of course, if you're going to go with this approach, you need to make sure that you have a solid understanding of your costs and your profitability. Otherwise, you won't know how much it costs to produce a certain deliverable, and you might end up with really small margins, or you might even make a loss. Anyway, on top of that, you need to have a decent sense of how long it takes to produce the thing that you're actually selling. That's because your sales page will need to mention how long it's actually going to take until the overall result is delivered. Now, if you oversell some things here, you might end up with a lot of angry clients and a ton of deadlines that you have to meet too. After all, they will have late orders, and you'll then need to explain why things are running late. Plus, you have to keep your clients happy in the meantime. And then this could hurt your ability to keep your clients and retain them long term. If you go in the other direction and you can actually deliver things much faster than you're promoting, that could be an issue too. That's because you're potentially missing out on cash flow. Plus, if you're competing with someone directly and they offer a shorter time frame, then your customers may buy from your competitors instead. So make sure you know how quickly you can deliver. You also need to make sure that you have a dialed-in process that's actually going to produce consistent outcomes every single time. By the way, if you're enjoying this video, please remember to like and subscribe. If you like our videos on YouTube, you'll essentially be telling YouTube that it's a good idea to put our content in front of other people. On top of that, if you become a subscriber, it'll be much easier for you to find our future videos where we discuss exactly how you can grow your agency. I mean, that would be pretty good, right? After all, this video is only covering the pricing side of running an agency. And to be honest, there's so much more to running an agency. And if you become a subscriber, you'll learn about these other things. And if enough people become subscribers, I'll learn what it takes to be a successful YouTuber. It's win-win for everyone. Now let's talk about the productized monthly approach. Another way you can price your services is by using the productized monthly approach. Now, I know that's a bit of a mouthful, trust me. And we could have covered this earlier in the section, but what I will say is that the monthly thing deserves to be separated out, and you'll soon see why. So with this method, you're not just delivering stuff each month. So with this method, you're not just creating deliverables, but you're on a subscription method, kind of just like Netflix, right? So you're charging clients at a set day every single month, kind of on an auto billing subscription. And this delivers a specific outcome for a certain number of months. For example, if you sell something like content, you could offer a 6-month content package. And if you do this, the client will then be billed every single month for a set amount of content and the quality and quantity of the content associated with this package. And that'll be listed on the sales page when people buy from you. And this approach can work really well because it can help you lock in some future revenue, and this can give you a bit of peace of mind too. If you like the idea of using this strategy, but you're a little bit worried, you can start out with the standard productized approach. And if that works really well, then you can just offer this on a monthly subscription model where clients are billed automatically every single month because you know you can deliver that service on time every time. Let's talk about the retainer model. Another option you might want to go with here is the retainer model, and this pricing strategy isn't quite as strict as the other options we've covered, and a lot of agencies actually use this approach. So basically, if you use this strategy, you might charge clients a certain fixed amount of money, and you'll be charging them on a monthly recurring basis, no matter how much work you do, right? So some cases you might do extra work 1 month, then another month you might do a little bit less work, but whatever happens, that client has got you on retainer every single month, ready to go and start doing some work. Now, the only thing I don't like about this approach is that when you don't productize a service, it makes it very kind of unclear what the expected deliverables are. And that can create problems with client expectations, because if you don't deliver exactly what they're expecting, but you didn't clarify it in the first place, then you've got some major problems, right? Now, of course, if you sign a client, you might still need to say that you're going to deliver a certain number of things each month in that contract. After all, clients might expect specific deliverables for their own peace of mind. So that could include a certain amount of content or a certain amount of backlinks per month. But even if you deliver these things, you might still have to do additional work to improve the rankings of your clients, because you're on retainer now and you haven't really set the borders between how much you're going to work and how much work you're actually going to do. Now, the other approach is based on pay on performance. So the final approach I want to cover here is pay on performance. And with this tactic, you basically get paid for delivering a certain result or deliverable every single month. So if you don't deliver the result, you don't get paid. Now, what counts as your performance fee generally depends on the nature of your agency and what you're selling. So for instance, if you sell content, you might set things up so that you're paid for every single blog you deliver. And the amount of revenue each blog generates depends on the overall word count. Now, some agencies like to charge a base fee on top of the pay per performance fee they ask for. And this then helps them cover the costs of actually delivering on a project that uses this pricing model. Now, having said that, some agencies just go all out and abandon a base fee and stick strictly to the performance fees. And this can help you win clients because essentially it's a no-brainer, right? If you're paying only on performance and the client loves what you're doing. Now, if you're going to do this, make sure that you know what you're getting into, because if you can't deliver results, you might be left out of pocket and that can cause serious problems later on. Now, let's talk about automating payments. So if you're going to use any sort of monthly billing approach, it can be a great idea to automate your payments. This means that you save time sending an invoice to a client, messing around with payments, chasing them up, etc., because all of a sudden you've got monthly recurring subscriptions that are automated. And you know, if your clients don't pay up, and if your clients don't normally pay on time, this can mess up an entire project. After all, if clients pay late, you might not be able to pay your contractors or your team on time, and then they stop working until the latest invoice clears. So it can be a total nightmare when it comes to cash flow. And they might even quit or just work for someone else where they actually get paid on time. So this stuff can actually throw everything off balance, and it could even lead to you shutting down your agency completely. Whereas if you automate payments instead, you can often minimize the risks and the odds of something like this happening, and it creates a nice little safety net for your business. Of course, you'll need the client's consent to do this, but that isn't this hard to do because most clients don't like to mess around with invoices manually, right? They don't want to plug in their credit card details every single time when they could just do it once per year and then it's all good to go. Now, you could also mention to clients that they can easily cancel these automations if they have any issues. And if you want to automate your payments, there isn't really one specific way to go about things, as it all depends on the way you're processing your payments, right? Luckily, most payment processors, such as Stripe, for example, have specialist automatic charging features that make it easy for you to set up recurring payments. And you can generally set this up in a few minutes, even if you lack technical skills. By the way, if you know of a better way to do this, let me know in the comments. It'd be cool to learn from you too. Now let's talk about boosting your profit. Over time, you might want to put some thought into how you're going to boost your profit margins, because revenue is great, but profit is the most important thing here, right? So where do you begin? Well, one thing you have to pay close attention to is how you're acquiring customers. And that's because the amount of money you're paying to acquire customers could be one of the main things eating into your profit margins. And if you're not measuring it, then you're not even aware of it, right? So for example, you might be using something like Google AdWords to acquire customers, and that can get expensive, which eats into your profit margins, especially if you're going after the wrong keywords or you haven't optimized your sales page yet. So you've got to look into alternatives, right? And even though some platforms will produce the same number of clients as your other platforms, at this point, you could then switch off the ones that are the most expensive and focus on the most profitable and start scaling those bad boys up. You might also want to put some thought into how you can make some more money from your existing clients, as long as you're delivering more value and more results for your customers too. So you have to do it in an ethical way that's totally focused on helping the client, because if you help people, then you can grow your revenue too. And that's what's most important at the end of the day. Now, rather than putting tons of time, money, and effort into acquiring new clients, it's great to focus on how you can increase the amount of spend or budget per client, because if you're helping them more, they'll get better results and it also grows your revenue too. Additionally, you can focus on improving efficiency in your processes so that your contractors or your freelancers are spending less time on each process and you're operating more efficiently, which saves you money in the long run and speeds up certain tasks. You might even want to review your SIPs to see if there's any unnecessary time-wasting steps that can be cut out. Another way that you can boost your profits is by outsourcing certain parts of your business. Now, I know that sounds a little bit odd, right? Because outsourcing work usually sounds like it's going to be more expensive and an extra cost to your firm. But if you're trying to grow your agency, you're going to need to hire people at some point or another. And these labor expenses can quickly add up and become one of your biggest costs. If you use outsourcing instead, though, you can get everything done without having to hire anyone permanently, right? And this is actually worth paying attention to, because outsourcing work can be much cheaper and require much less hassle than hiring and recruiting a whole team. By the way, I just want to mention that my agency helps people outsource the link building side of their SEO company. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more about how we can help you, book in a free consultation with us at juliangoldie.com. Now, also don't forget the expenses and costs of doing business. Now, when developing a pricing strategy for your agency, you don't want to forget about taxes, for example, and the general costs of doing business. Because if you don't understand how taxes are going to affect you, you might end up with much lower margins than you originally anticipated. This might then have a huge impact on how you can pay yourself, right? And on top of that, if you don't calculate taxes properly ahead of time, then you might end up with a big tax bill after filing your returns, and this could eat up all of your company's savings and earnings. And this could then prevent you from expanding your business or reinvesting to grow your business. And it could even impact your ability to pay your employees or your freelancers. Now, if you need help on that, obviously you have to contact an accountant and be very transparent with them so that they can help you identify and then calculate any tax burdens you'll face in the future. Anyway, as mentioned, you also want to make sure that you're aware of general costs of business fees too. For example, things like payment processing aren't free. And you have to be careful how much margin you're making, plus all the tools for delivering your customers' results. Again, if you ignore this kind of stuff, your margins may be way lower than you actually thought. And when it comes time to crunching the numbers, you might be in for a shock. Okay, so that's basically an overview of how you can collect payments, what types of payments to collect, and how to price your services. It's important to test a few different tactics and see what works for you. And the main thing you need to focus on is setting things up so that you're running an agency that has healthy profit margins and good cash flow. If you don't make this a priority, it's going to be difficult to deliver high quality work in a reasonable amount of time. Now, if you have any questions, let me know in the comment section and I'll answer them as soon as I can. Either way, thanks for watching and make sure you like and subscribe to us on YouTube. If you like our videos, it's going to help me reach tons more people and help more people too. Plus, if you become a subscriber, you make me the happiest SEO YouTuber on the planet. And I really think that should be a priority for you. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.